All right, we're back with you here. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, live from the Dog Bowl in Berea. And folks, this is a very special game we've got for you this weekend. Liberty Ford rolling out the red carpet for all you Browns fans. They want you guys to be fired up for you this game against the Oakland Raiders. So it is a special, as I said, special edition game brought to you by Liberty Ford. They'll be debuting the brand new F-150 at the Browns game. So be sure to come on out and check that one out. Get to the stadium early Sunday, and you know what else they're going to have? For the first 25,000 fans, a free Dog Pound rally towel. And as I said, you could get a sneak peek at what's coming from Ford, the all-new 2015 F-150, and also for those of you who like the hot rods, the 2015 Mustang, some classic American muscle. 25,000 fans, though, will get the free Dog Pound rally towel, and that's this week only brought to you by the good folks at Ford. So be sure to get out there at the game early and get your rally towel and check out the products of the great Ford line, the F-150. I love my F-150 for my good folks at Liberty Ford, and you will love it, too. Go check it out this Sunday. All right. We're going to do a little fact or fiction. We also want to get your phone calls in here. 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850. About the Browns, we can talk about punt returns. We can talk about the running backs, the O-line, this game, what you think the Browns need to do. Let us know again, 216-578-0850. But now let's bring in our producer, Mr. Emmett Golden, for a little fact or fiction.
Fact or fiction.
First up on Fact or Fiction today, Brian Hoyer will take every snap on Sunday.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Very good question. Fact or fiction, will Brian Hoyer take every snap on Sunday? I'm going to go with fact. I know I talked about it, I believe it was Tuesday, about a little speckling of Johnny Manziel. As a spark. But I do not believe we're going to need a spark in this game. I don't believe we're going to need a spark in next week's game either. But it's something that we'd be ready for. So I'm going to go with fact that Brian Hoyer will, in fact, take every snap this week.
Yeah, I'm going to say fact as well, only because I believe that one of the things about Hoyer, and Matt and I talked about it, Nathan, is that, you know, here's a guy, I think a big part of the reason that he's in the position he's in, starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns, is because they know that he's going to play consistently. He's not going to be given to this up and down. So we saw the poor performance last week, and I think that he'll be back to that. You know, coaches love that line, right? Matt talks about that all the time. They like that line of consistency, not where you're playing way above your peak one week, and then you go down into the depths and way below. Hoyer's a consistent guy. He's shown that, so fact, I believe he takes all the snaps.
I think he will, too. I think the Browns want to see how this game goes. I don't think that they're interested in creating what I would call some type of a quarterback controversy, as it were. I think that they want to give Brian Hoyer the opportunity to rebound, play well this week. Now, would I be against it if Johnny Manziel came in for a series of plays and they had something specific they wanted to do? Because last time they did have something specific they want to do. Everything they did was built for that trick play. It was going to come in, we're going to show you over vanilla, 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 vanilla. Okay, and then he comes out for the trick play. And unfortunately, we know the penalty negated what would have been a big gainer in that game. But I think that if you have a set plan, I'm fine with it. Otherwise, you go Hoyer the whole time. And I think Hoyer is going to get every snap. So I will say fact to that.
Fact or fiction.
Only two of the big three running backs will be active against the Raiders.
I'm going to go with fiction. I believe that all three will be active, but I do think, and that's where the tribulation has been all week about, you know, are all three actively a part of the game plan? So I'm going to go with fiction. All three will be active, but I think only Crowell and Tate will get the carries in the football game.
I'm going to go fact. I think West is going to be down again this week. Just don't have anything tangibly that I can tell you why. I guess just a little bit more of a hunch. There you go. I'm going to say he's down, so it would be fact.
I think that they will all be active. I think that they will try to feel their way out of this and ultimately settle on two backs. I'm not sure if they're settled on the two backs that they want to be the two just yet. So I think you could see another game where all three get some touches, or maybe they try to define the roles of the three a little bit differently, where they try to say, okay, Ben, you know, maybe you do more third downs, or okay, Terrence, you're more going to be the change of pace back. So we're going to put you in situations where you can try to come in and bounce runs to the outside and do your thing. But I think you're going to see a clear focus on the straight-ahead football game with a lot more, hopefully, Isaiah Crowell this Sunday against the Raiders.
Fact or fiction?
Safety Tayshon Gibson will be a Pro Bowler this season.
Wow, good question. Again, small sample size thus far in six games, and I think if you look across the AFC, there's some great safeties out there. You know, my buddy Eric Weddle is one that comes to mind immediately. I'm going to go with fiction, and I think if you ask me that question in another 6 weeks, it could be a fact.
I'm going to say fiction, too, and it's certainly not because his level of play. We could make a case, and Nathan, we did a little bit last year, I remember on the show, that he played at a Pro Bowl level last year.
Tied for lead among all safeties with those five picks.
Especially in the second half of the football season. But as I think Matt was just alluding to, this is about name recognition and about guys who potentially get voted and awarded that because of name recognition. Tashaun doesn't quite have that yet. Let's hope that that soon comes. But I think that's going to be the drawback that keeps him out of potentially the Pro Bowl.
I think his profile is being raised as we speak. And when you consider the fact that he currently leads the NFL with those four interceptions, he leads the NFL in return yards off of interceptions with 111. He's already got a touchdown. I think he's starting to get that notice. And I think if he's going to ultimately make the Pro Bowl, he just needs to keep doing what he's doing, but the Browns need to kind of be the water that lifts the ship. So the Browns need to
100%.
Be a competitive team, and I think if they are, they're going to get more exposure and more people are going to see the gem that we all get to see on a weekly basis in Tashaun Gibson. So I think right now I'm saying he's going to the Pro Bowl. I don't remember if that's fact or fiction, but I'm saying he will go to the Pro Bowl.
That would
because
be fact.
I think the Browns are going to find themselves at 5-3. They're going to find themselves 4-3 after this weekend, 5-3 in 2 weeks. They have an opportunity to go to Cincinnati, I think, and shock the world against a little bit of a shell-shocked and reeling and listless Cincinnati team. And I think if that happens, or he has a good game, especially on that Thursday night, people are going to take notice of a guy that is playing well, he finds himself in the right position on the field well more often than not, and seems to know what to do, certainly with the football once he gets it into his hands.
Fact or fiction?
The final fact or fiction today. Now, guys, the Seahawks and the Browns have the exact same record at 3-3 right now. So, fact or fiction, the Browns and Seahawks will finish the season with the same record.
Come on, man. Come on. I don't want to answer that.
Oh, ye of little faith. Come on now.
And again, we don't have to say what that record is,
correct,
but I'm going to go fiction again. So that could mean anything but the same record. So fiction.
So Matt's saying the Browns are going to go 10-6 and the Hawks are going to go 7-9.
Exactly,
baby.
Fall out of the. No, it's that's fiction. Seattle, and I hope we're wrong, you know? Hope we're wrong, but I would think Seattle's going to finish the year with a better overall record than the Browns.
Well, by saying we're not necessarily wrong, because again, we could see that flip.
Could see it.
You know, it could
yeah.
be 9-7, 8-8 for God's sakes.
It could be. I think that it certainly is. There's an opportunity for the Browns to get this done. And it's possible. Right now, I'm going to say fiction. I think that the Seahawks are going to find a way, but I think this is a Browns team that is certainly on the up. It is certainly on the upswing, and that certainly is a good thing for the Browns fans and the Dog Pound, etc. I just don't see that this year they're going to be where those Seahawks are, but that's okay, because talk to me next year and I'm going to feel real good about this Browns team, especially if this is closer than we might think it would be ultimately when it is all said and done. All right, is that it? Is that the last one?
Yep, that's it.
That'll do it for a very good fact or fiction. Some thought-provoking questions there about the Browns. Mm-hmm. When we come back, we want to get you on the phone lines, 216-578-0850. Chime in on our Ohio Business Machines Hot Topics of the Day. Let us know, what's the Browns matchup the Browns must win in Sunday's game? And also, the Browns ranked 18th in this week's NFL.com Power Poll. Is that right? Is that too high? Is it too low? Let us know, 216-578-0850. Zagura Wilhelm, Reg Eye on CBD here on ESPN 850 WKNR.